Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy an hour of music featuring two master composers who explain their musical philosophy so well that we have not forgotten. This visit is called The Music of Anton Bruckner and George Friedrich Handel. Our program opened with one of three motets we will hear on this visit, Locus Iste. From this dwelling our God has made this place of worship. The motet, scored for a four-part mixed chorus, was written in 1869 and is usable by most choral ensembles and is one of the most sung pieces. Sung for us this time by Marcus Creed and the Southwest German Vocal Ensemble from Stuttgart. Next is a setting of Psalm 114, scored for five-part chorus and trombones. This recording by the Corydon Singers with Matthew Best on the podium was done in 1987, the first performance outside Austria. Psalm 114 by Anton Bruckner.
Thank you.
Those were the voices of the Corydon Singers, conducted by Matthew Best, with a setting of Psalm 114 recorded for the first time out of Austria in 1987 and scored for 5 voice parts and trombone. What a marvelous sound from Anton Bruckner. The next motet by this master was given to us in 1885. Bruckner used the text Virge Jesse, and he asked for a 4-part chorus. Out of Jesse's hope has come, for the Virgin has borne for us God and man. It is a tranquil piece when you compare it to Psalm 114. Another of those enriching and adored motets by Austrian-born Anton Bruckner, describing with much beauty the birth of Christ. Again, Marcus Creed was leading the Southwest German Vocal Ensemble of Stuttgart. The final motet that we hear is scored for 7-part mixed chorus a cappella. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. This motet was written by Bruckner in 1881. Once more, the Southwest German Vocal Ensemble of Stuttgart, under the guidance of Marcus Creed. Written in 1881, you experienced Anton Bruckner's Salute to the Virgin Mary, his Ave Maria. Marcus Creed held the compass for the Southwest German Radio Vocal Ensemble of Stuttgart, concluding our series of motets by Bruckner. This is the music of Bruckner and Handel. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. The young George Friedrich Handel, and he still was at that time, gained his first formative artistic impressions in Hamburg, one of the centers of this extremely rich and fertile music culture. The young composer's first large-scale sacred work was a psalm setting of Dixi Dominus from 1706-7, unusually extended and ambitious in both technical and artistic terms. It was probably heard for the first time on July 16th and 17th, 1707, at the Roman Church of Santa Maria in Monte Santo on the Piazza del Popolo, within the framework of the Vespers for the annual Feast of the Carmelite Order. Performing this work is the Vox Luminis, which only has 10 singers, and the instrumentalists number just 14. The conductor is Lionel Munier. This is Handel's Dixi Dominus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You have just heard the first major sacred choral work ever written by George Frideric Handel, composed in 1706 and 07. His Dixit Dominus is based on Psalm 109. Performing this work is Vox Luminous, which only has 10 singers, and the instrumentalists number just 14. The conductor is Lionel Munier. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to return next week for more of the genius of the vocal and choral art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.